he wants all Ghanaians to know that, one, the said money that was said to have been given to him as a bribe was not true. There was a refund for his expenses that they made him make. And that, therefore, they cannot put it out there that they have given him money for shopping and for whatever reason. You and I saw that there were bundles of $8 notes, equal dollar denomination notes, which could have not been 100 because a $100 bundle, 8 would be obviously be 80,000. And Chrissy can confirm here and again that it was $50 note bundle that was 40,000, which was part refund of the $61,000 he spent on all the trips and the tickets. They asked him to buy for himself for twice and for the three other people that they met, and the cost of the hotel as pertaining in the statement. And he's challenging and has to come up with a full video and audio for all the meetings that he has had with them, for them to play, for Ghanaians to watch, listen themselves and make their judgment. Simple.
Right, but how many meetings did Mr. Kwesi Nyantechi had with the Tiger Eye crew before?
He had one meeting with them here and two meetings in the Emirates.
A part of the statement, he apologized to some statement. Is it not coming too late in the day?
No, he has really apologized for a very long time. When the issue of the president being hurt, president unhappy about what he saw and heard in the video. And for that matter, you know, as Ghanaians, whenever an elderly person feel ill about something that has happened, the first thing you need to do is to apologize. And after apologizing, then you come out if there's any explanation, and that is what he has done. And definitely there's going to be a statement later, or to come very soon, especially addressing these issues to the president.
Dr. Obin said Mr. Nyantechi holds nothing against Anas Aremeyaw Anas, but wants to be clear on the issue. He said Mr. Nyantechi is determined to fight the issue to the end to clear his name.
The statement is all about that. Mr. Nyantechi is saying here, and is emphasizing again, that he's not against the fight of corruption, and he's not against any individual who is championing the cause to fight against corruption in Ghana. And he is not a corrupt person. And he's bent on taking up this matter up seriously in court to seek redress.
And that was a spokesperson for embattled former GFA President Dr. Martin Luther Obeng talking to Felix Kofi.